It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me are the world famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and Mr. Joe Grande. And you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show in the country. Well, guys, we are the number one source for everything cannabis, and we want to thank you guys for joining the show. Make sure you check out us at CannabisTalk101.com and anywhere else on social media. If you're looking to find the Pot Brothers at Law, it's pretty easy. Just look up Pot Brothers at Law. You'll find them everywhere. And Mr. Joe Grande, if you want to send him a personal call, his phone number is 900. No, just kidding. Give us a call, guys, 1-800-420-1980 for all your fun stuff. Leave us a message. Tell us how you feel. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hate. Guys, we have a fantastic show. Before we do, I want to talk about one thing, guys. Our famous best friend in the cannabis industry, a lot of us know him as Seth Rogen, teamed up with Sarah Silverman, partnered with Marijuana Business to help the Senate for legalization. Now, it's very important that we get these big celebrities behind cannabis right now. And this is something that's been near and dear to our heart. The Pot Brothers at Law have been pushing this agenda for many, many years and ask everyone to contact their congressman, contact people to get involved in the cannabis industry. And then now you've got people like Sarah Silverman and Seth Rogen jumping involved. So I want to play this little clip for you guys and let you guys hear exactly what Seth says.
Hi, I'm Seth Rogen. And despite what you may have heard, Americans can actually agree on something. And that something is weed. Recent polls show that more than two-thirds of us now want to legalize cannabis. You know who cannot agree on anything, though? Politicians. So despite the fact that 69% of us want cannabis legal, less than half of senators have come out in favor of it. In fact, some won't even say where they stand on the issue at all. With the Senate about to consider a landmark bill that would legalize cannabis at the federal level and wipe cannabis convictions from thousands of people's records, their silence could end up being the difference. But here's the thing about elected officials. They actually spend most of their time worrying about getting reelected. So when their inboxes and their phone lines are blowing up with constituents all rallying behind something specific, that is when things actually start to happen. Here's what I'm asking for you to do. Go to cannabisincommon.org now and let your elected officials know that legalizing cannabis is an extremely popular thing that they should advocate for. Legalizing cannabis for good is long past due, but if we make enough noise, we can make it happen. Visit cannabisincommon.org to email or call your elected officials. The American people have cannabis in common. It's time for Congress to join us.
You know, the thing that really hits me, guys, is that, you know, we really got to know this, is that we do have cannabis in common. You know, there was more votes for cannabis than any other constituent in the history of voting. And this is very important that you do reach out. So go to Cannabis and Common, guys. Make sure you follow that. But guys, today on the show, this is a very special guest for me. Mr. Raymond Wright from the Flavor Factory, all the way from Arizona. Now, Ray, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So a lot of you may or may not caught that, but I said Raymond Wright. That means he's related to Christopher Wright. Some of you guys are like, who's he talking about? It's Blue. I'm Blue. So Ray, this is my brother, guys, for you guys that don't know. And my brother operates a facility out in Arizona, and it's near and dear to my heart. You know, for years now, my brother and I have worked together in this industry, whether it be, you know, discussing, you know, future ventures or personal ventures that we've been through almost all of our life. So Ray, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Hey, nice to be on the show.
Awesome, dude. So tell us what you got going on in Arizona out there, and let's start how'd you end up, because you're a Southern California guy, right? So how did you end up in Arizona?
I guess opportunity knocks. No, we had identified an opportunity out here years ago, and slowly but surely I moved out here, and you know, things kind of turn different ways than you think they're going to. I ended up, falling in love and getting married, and somehow or another, I ended up in this little city in Arizona where, you know, opportunity is what you make of it. And so now we're doing, We've got 20,000 square feet indoor. We have an outdoor facility. Everything's going pretty good.
How big is the outdoor facility?
Outdoor facility is, it's 2 acres, but hopefully it will be growing in the upcoming future.
Right. And so Flavor Factory, man, tell us about that. I mean, what's the plans for Flavor Factory? First of all, congratulations on that, Ray, because I know how difficult it is to get an operational facility up, legalized, licensed, and be able to operate in the proper manners in whatever, operating capacity you're in. But, you know, where'd you come up with the name Flavor Factory? Because I love that name, you know, it's dope. Was that my idea? I'm just kidding.
Well, you know what? As time was going and I started to realize that the plants and genetics that we were putting together had such high terpene levels that, you know, we were really starting to set ourselves apart from some of the other players in the game. So with that, I think, you know, the different flavors were really high. And so as the terpene level raised, we shot around names, and Flavor Factory just kind of really suited what we were doing.
You know, what's cool is that when you say that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the terpenes are the flavors and whatever. So when you bridge that gap for a lot of people and you're like Flavor Factory, and then I ask you why, and then your answer is like, because our flavors were so much nicer than everybody else's, you know. And it's funny because, you know, I get to hear, you know, things from the industry from a different, you know, capacity, right? I don't sit in a grow room all day like yourself or operate, you know, multiple grow rooms for that matter. But at one point I have, so I understand it. But you know, I'm more on the field. I'm at these events and I'm jumping around and you know, promoting, but I get to hear about your bomb flavors out there, right? So this is why, you know, we get to sit here around and kick the tire, and people are like, yeah, this dude out there, you know, Ray's crushing it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, that's my brother, bro. And people are like, what, you know? And it's funny because I sometimes, you know, you know, you're talking about, you know, an NFL player coming into town, and, you know, I'm gonna hook you up with them. And I'm like, dude, someone just got off the phone with me and told me about this, you know? So it's funny how synergy starts to work and just starts to grow, man. You know, for your...
Well,
huh?
I was gonna say, it's amazing because it's the same thing. I hear so many people come to me and they say, oh, well, you know, your brother, he just... You know, he's just blowing up like it just happened instantly. But you and I know that it's been a family deal for a long, long time.
Yeah, you know, man, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, for me, I always tell people, like, you know, family, cannabis wasn't really illegal in our home, you know. I mean, it was from mom, but not from pops, kind of like the feds in the state right now, you know what I mean? It's like the federal level's like, nah, man, you can't do this, and the state's like, go, go, go. You know, that was our mom was the feds, and our dad was the state, you know, and pops was like, just go for it, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's interesting that, you know, through that pass and through the holidays, you know, knowing that our pops is missing, man, it's always the hardest time for me, because I always think about him, you know, just thinking about him in the car the other day. But, you know, while we're sitting here, you know,
Nate Dogg.
Yo, man.
Recording in progress.
So, we're good, right? Yeah. Okay. Cool. So through this time though, man, I want to tell you this, Ray. First of all, I'm proud of you, you know, and everything that you've accomplished out there. You know, there's more things happening right now. If I'm not mistaken, you're looking for more real estate. Right now, you're continuously trying to grow the city, but there's also some major operators out there, and I'll get back to that question. But right now, what other major operators are out there in your area in the Arizona area
Right. It, you know, this area that we live in of northern Arizona has become the green zone. So right now I've put together another deal where we're trying to do consulting and acquiring properties for the specific use of cannabis. But up here on the hill where I live, we already have Curaleaf, we have Verano, we have Copper State, we have... everybody's already coming up here, so we're a little bit of the underdog up here, but you know what, the quality sets you apart from you know, there's always going to be the quality control versus the mega producers, so that's kind of what helps to set us apart.
You know, and with those, are you get to actually, you know, see their, those facilities and have people that you've worked with that are involved in those facilities. So, you know, my thought to you is, you know, are they producing better quality? Is that a true statement in these, you know, facilities? Because, you know, when you say 20,000 square feet, these aren't small facilities. I mean, but, you know, when you're talking about 300,000 square feet, it is a small facility.
Yeah.
compared to
Curaleaf or Verano or, you know, Copper State or some of these mega facilities. But, you know, like we stand by our flavor factory, we believe that you get a higher quality experience. But not to take anything away from what they're doing. Everybody wants to get on the large scale bandwagon, and we're no different, you know, licensing and all that stuff is, it's the same for everybody. So little by little, we're
building it out.
All in the same, right?
Yeah, well, there it is, guys.
Common ground, like Seth Rogen said. It's all in common,
guys. And make sure you check out Cannabis in Common, guys, and call your local legislators and people. Get involved with the state, the city, people that are you know, need to hear your voice, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, more with Flavor Factory and Raymond Wright. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Guys, if you're looking for quality seeds, go to rocketseeds.com. You can check them out at rocket_seeds. For trusted cannabis seeds, go to Rocket Seeds, guys. Check them out big time. And let me tell you guys, we've got to actually hang out with their staff, and they do have some very amazing, you know, turnouts on their quality of their product. I sincerely believe in the product, and I appreciate Rocket Seeds. So go to rocketseeds.com, guys. So Ray, listen, you know, what kind of seeds are you using? Because, you know, are you just using clones, or, you know, we've discussed this, and we already have the Rocket Seeds coming to your directions. We know they're coming, but I mean, you know, prior to that, what kind of seeds and genetics are you using at your facility there?
You know, luckily I've been blessed to have large connections in the industry. So as a result, I mostly use clone only. But seeds are a very important part of the industry. So we're excited to see what's coming from Rocket, and look forward to that.
What kind of clones are you currently using in your production?
You know, we have a lot of the stuff, you know, we like to have done ourselves, but above and beyond that, out here in Arizona, we are running, you know, some of the cookie stuff, all of the normal stuff, you know, out here. But for the most part, we like to do our own, you know, breeding and genetics out here. I can get you guys a list.
Okay. So,
or you can go to the dispensary out here and ask for the Flavor Factory, and you can find them.
Oh, really? So you have, how many stores are you? You're just in a few stores out there, right? You're not in a ton of stores, or are you in just a couple, or are you in quite a few stores?
Oh, no, we're in we're in quite a few stores in the Phoenix area.
Okay. So you just pop in there and be like, what do you got for Flavor Factory? And they're going to put you in your little section and bang.
Yep, now, absolutely.
I love that. Now, listen, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, looking at more property and growth for the Flavor Factory and or other operators out there. What are your plans as far as, you know, growing out there? Because, you know, I've had some great conversations with you, and I'm excited to hear this story.
Well, I'm not trying to, without disclosing too much of what we're doing, the general idea is that we've come up with a consulting group that's going to consult and also acquire licensing to help acquire properties that are zoned correctly, and to help with, you know, the conditional use permits and all of those things that are necessary. If you look at an area like the one that I'm currently in. It's becoming a lot like in California. You guys have that Adelanto.
Yep.
Adelanto. Sorry, can you guys see me if I turn my phone like this? It's dying.
It's better.
So I want to make
that's,
sure. Okay.
That's what we're
Adelanto. So it's very similar to that right here where we are in the green zone. Arizona has just recently gone to recreational cannabis. So we're past finally the medical hurdle.
But you still have medical in place.
So as a result, we're starting to, you know, procure more and more locations as Arizona grows. I think right as of now, we're the seventh biggest city or state that's consuming. So, you know, we're moving fast.
You guys are still medical and is it adult use or recreational?
It's recreational.
Okay. That's a big difference for
calling it recreational here.
Yeah. Which is
as you know, what's happened is Arizona's kind of looking to California. They're looking to what's worked there, what hasn't worked. Colorado, I think you and I have kind of been to all of these places, Portland, Oregon. And they're really, you know, Arizona's kind of a state that treads cautiously. It's not like Vegas or Nevada or California where they just rush in. So little by little, they're, you know, trying to pick the best parts. And as a result, it's kind of slowing us down. So hopefully, with the help of people like Seth Rogen and some of the bigger names that are out there, we can get this thing to go, you know.
Federal.
Countrywide.
Yeah.
Federal, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting because, you know, if you had a crystal ball, right, and you could sit there and think, you know, and you've seen a lot of it. I mean, we were in Colorado before Colorado was legal. We had inside information that, you know, it was going to go, you know, legal, and it was even hard for us probably to wrap our heads around and believe at that time. I mean, that we were literally going through facilities talking about, you know, electrical and plans and how to roll out a grow. I mean, before, you know, it was even legal in Colorado. And so, you know, now here we are in been 10 years or whatever. I don't know. It's been quite a bit, and we're you know, and it's not federally legal, but you know, and as the Pop Brothers would say, it's not legal at all because, you know, it's like you could still get pulled over and get arrested for it, right? You know, you could still have it on your possession and have too much and be arrested, which, you know, you can't fly with it. There's so many things that you can't do. So it's not illegal, right? But it's an adult use, or it's permitted in its way. But if you had a crystal ball and you had to, you know, had to guess, Ray, what would you say that, you know, when it would be completely federally legal here in the United States?
Well, that's a tough question, but I think it's going to roll out in phases. So I think that within the next, you know, 4 years, 5 years, we're going to see every state adopt the medical. And what I really foresee is states like California, Nevada, Oregon, California, states especially that are touching. I see them saying, you know what? We don't care what the feds say. We're going to allow you to cross from California to Arizona to New Mexico with cannabis.
Sure.
And that will open up, just like California, like in California, when we started this, you know, it wasn't, you know, there was a no-go.
Right.
But eventually California said, you know what, to the heck with it. We're going to allow it in our state. And so I anticipate states coming together, especially the tri-state area, and doing things like allowing for interstating, which will allow us for, you know, moving our product from Arizona to California, from California to Nevada in any direction back and forth. And I think that once that starts happening, we're going to see a quick slide into federal legality.
You know, it's funny you say that, because we had talks about the tri-state connection happening, you know, years ago, and we thought it was going to get passed, and there were going to be a bill on it or something like that. The states were going to just kind of team up and go, you know what? Yeah, let's do this tri-state deal where Vegas, Arizona, and California would come together and just allow transportation in and out of the states, and regardless of what, you know, kind of the feds were saying, and that they weren't going to, you know,
the natural evolution.
Yeah, it was like, hey, we're not going to prosecute, right? You know, California goes, look, we're not going to prosecute. We're not going to prosecute. Then we're not going to prosecute. And so there it is. Come feds, if you want to come, you know, start to, you know, deal with it, then you got to patrol it, right? Versus, you know, now if you cross the state line, and then they're aware of you crossing the state line, it's against the law because it's a federal act. And but the state usually is who would actually pull you over and make that stop. You know, it wouldn't be the feds. There's no federal agents driving down the street patrolling the area. And if there are, they're generally not, you know, on the highways like that, right? The highway patrol, you know, things like that. Now, I don't know if the highway patrol is a federal. Is that a federal? That's a state, you know, that's a state issued thing too. So it'd be like, you know, them just saying, hey, look, we're not going to prosecute. And I think that you might be right with that. And then, you know, going into Mexico, you know, on you know, that would be, you know,
on an international level,
and then going into you know, Canada, you know, it's just like, you know, I mean, it's very likely that you know, the state and the rest of the country starts to kind of keep on board with it. So I think that you might have something there with that. Now, what are some of the things,
you know, when I talk,
huh?
You know, when we talk to people that are older, they say, hey, I'll never thought in my lifetime that this would be, you know, that marijuana would be legal in any states. And I really believe that, you know, in the next, I don't know, within 10 years for sure, it should be federally and, like you said, internationally. And that way we can bring our brands to all the different states and you know, commerce. Right now, the way that they're doing it is, it's kind of a joke, you know, and I'm one of those people who look forward towards more regulations. Let's get this thing regulated. Let's find out everything it is they need. Let's do more testing so that, you know, everybody can feel comfortable at this point. I mean, it's,
you know,
bound to happen.
No, I think that you're right. I think that you were in a position where, you know, I think it's going to happen much faster than 10 years, you know, for me. You know, I've got my ear to the streets, and I'm watching with, you know, with the way things are happening. In my opinion, I think 3 to 4 years, and I'm my heart wants to say 2, but 3 to 4 years. And the reason I say that is because in the next 2 years, so much changes. And the reason it changes is because you have these big operators coming in, they see what's happening, and then they realize that they could come in and manipulate the pricing of this plant. They can manipulate the distribution, but they won't get into it until they can move it throughout the country. And you ask why, and I say, well, because, you know, they're just not, it's not a big enough play for them. You know, these guys need to be able to roll the shit out into Costco, into, you know, grocery stores, you know, liquor stores across the country, smoke shops across the country. They need to blow it out everywhere. And if it's not being blown out everywhere, they don't have a big enough stake in it. They're like, nah, you know what I mean? There's 500 dispensaries in California. Okay. You know, there's 500 of them in Arizona. That's 1,000 stores. But if you roll out how many liquor stores, how many, you know, gas stations, how many, yeah, you know, Costco distribution outlets,
monopoly.
It's a huge monopoly. And the money starts to become play. And then the big question is how many people, you know, get out of prison for this on a federal level, because, you know, they have these crimes that they've been, you know, committed of, that they committed during the time that it was illegal, that are now getting released because, hey, look, it's cannabis, you know, and you know, it's not illegal anymore. And although you broke the law when it was illegal, you know, here we are. So, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity that it could happen a lot quicker. They just got to figure out the details in it, you know.
Yeah, they're going to have to allow states like, you know, Utah, you know, that are just going to be holdouts all the way.
Yeah.
Those are the...
Yeah, Texas.
Texas.
Texas is old
everybody
now.
Everybody wants to hit Texas.
Everybody wants to hit Texas. Well, guys, it's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 right here on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your downloads, guys. Check out Viscus Vape, guys. The unlimited cannabis vape experience, guys. Viscus Vape is a premium brand born in Venice Beach, California. Viscus, live the ride. Guys, check out Viscus Vape, man. They got a very good quality product. Speaking of products, Ray, what product lines do you have? Are you just strictly flower at this time? Are you doing pre-rolls or anything else like that? Or what are the product lines you have right now?
Right now we're currently focused on flower at the Flavor Factory, but we have in the works right now to roll out some waxes and some pins and some things of that nature. It'll be coming to you 2022, so be on the lookout for that. But flower is our primary focus. I'm a flower guy. I've always been a flower guy. It's really where my passion is.
Yep.
As the money comes into play and commerce, we find ourselves having to pivot to some extent.
Sure. And compared to quality out there, because here in California, we're always like, do we have the best quality? You've seen both of them, right? What is your thought? Do we have better quality cannabis?
Better, right? It's better in California, right? But you know why it's better? That's what we're bringing. We're bringing the California flavor, the California style, to Arizona. And the reason is because we've been doing it longer.
Yeah.
It's that simple. We've been doing it longer. We've been doing it since.
Yeah.
And if I'm, when I go to visit all these other facilities, which I go to do consulting for quite a few facilities here in Arizona, and they just haven't been doing it as long. Their process is a little bit behind the times. And, over time they will catch up, but for now, I'm not going to lie. California's got the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you bring that California stank, I know what you do. You got that stinky Iggy. So do people find that the Flavor Factory provides generally a little bit higher, quality tested product, or is it that, or people keeping up with you?
Our terpenes are extremely high, which is, that's our redeeming quality. If the terpenes aren't through the roof, it's on to the next one. And of course, when you're running an actual facility, you got to take into account a lot of other things like, THC content and yield and things of that nature. But our focus is terpene level. And the experience that you get when you're chiefing, and so you do get we believe you get a superior
experience.
It's Flavor Factory. Check us out.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, man. So Ray, going into this, man, this is one of our favorite parts of the show. It's called the High Five, and we're gonna ask you five questions. Answer it as you can. Question number one of the High Five: how old were you the first time you smoked, and who did you get it from?
Man,
yeah,
you're asking. You guys are digging back.
Digging
way back. I'm gonna guess for sure. I got it from my pop. He didn't hand it to me. He didn't hand it to me, but I definitely copped it from his drawer.
Yeah, man.
If you grew up in our household, it wasn't hard to grab a rope.
No.
So I would, probably guess I was 13.
13 years old. Question number two of the High Five: what is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
A pinner, man.
Just a pinner.
One in a a 1 1/4 zigzag and a pinner.
That's mine too, Brody. I
like a thin to win, you know.
Thinner to winner, baby.
I've tried them all.
Man. That's my favorite too. I always tell people pinners. You know what I mean?
Thin to win.
Yeah, just a nice little thin one to the head. You know what I mean? Don't need a lot of people around. It's just you.
No, personal situation.
The personal situation. Maybe with your brother, your pops, but that's it. You know, it ain't 20 motherfuckers on it. Question number especially in today's day with all that the stuff going around. Question number three of the high five with the Flavor Factory, Ray. Craziest place you've ever used or smoked cannabis? Craziest place.
Oh, man, I don't know. I've been everywhere. Probably, I don't know. That's something simple like Disneyland.
Disneyland's actually pretty tough because...
I mean, I smoke everywhere I go, you know what I mean? Put me in a PJ and I'm smoking, you know?
Yeah. He said, Disneyland, you know what's crazy is that a lot of us have smoked at Disneyland when we were young, you know? And it's not easy to get away with, man. You could actually, they're like the feds there.
You can get kicked out.
You get rolled out right there. They'll take you downstairs underneath Disney, the happiest place on earth, and it ain't so happy.
I was in Disney jail for smoking a joint.
Yeah. Like, what'd you do? Mickey Mouse had
me
in
cuffs.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse had me in cuffs. Like, damn, you pulled out the cuffs. Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high? He said Mickey.
Go-to munchie after I get high. I'm going to have to go with probably a Twix, the right side. Right side Twix. I only eat the right side.
He said only the right side of the Twix. Now, is that from the Twix from the right when you're looking at it and it's spelled the right way or from the left? Like
they have the right or the left.
Yeah, only the right side.
Buy them. You buy rights or buy the left.
You buy only the rights, huh?
Check out Twix. If you don't know about the right side, check them out.
Check out the right side. Question number five of the high five. If you could smoke weed with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Man, this is the one question that you and I have said before. All the other ones I've never heard, I've heard from the show, but I never thought about. He'll still be my father. You know what I mean? He was the coolest cat on the planet.
Yeah.
And if he was here, we'd be all three of us chiefing right now.
Yeah, he'd definitely be stinking up the room for sure. He'd be like over there, like, Dad, kick it. He'd be like, No, I'm good. I'm going to keep smoking.
Man, he was always on it.
Man, you couldn't miss him without some smoke in his hand, man. You know, it's funny you say that. You know, when you're growing up, you don't think of all the times like you're on the way to work and your dad's chiefing. You know, you're at lunch break and dad was chiefing. You're on the way home and dad was chiefing. And I mean, it's like, dude, pops. I mean, like he was one of those
hot box in the car.
Yeah, like, dude. You know,
maybe it wasn't the thing to do, but it's what he did.
Yeah, for sure. Like full on hot box the car all the way to work, and I'd be like, "Damn, we're gonna get busted." He was like, "No, we're not."
All the way to school, you're like, "Damn,
like, you ain't gotta tell everybody." we were in junior high, like, "Damn, we're going to school with a hot box." Like, literally, man. You know what? Though you don't think about it when you're young like that, other than like you're worried about this. You're worried about that. I'm thinking, oh, damn, man, what I'd do just to sit with them and smoke one again, let them hotbox the car all the way to wherever you wanted to, man, you know? That would be great, man. So, listen, Brody, I love you, man. Thank you for joining us. Is there anything else I forgot before we let you go here?
No, man, I'll see you in Christmas.
Yeah, I'll see you Christmas, man.
Yeah, I love what you guys are doing. You guys are doing great things. Everybody's seeing you guys. You're blowing up, man. I'm hearing your name out there. And I'm all the way out here, so I know it's going good. Shout out to all your partners over there, Joe Grande, Pop Brothers at Law, everybody, Frankino.
Yeah, we love you too, Ray. And there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101, Flavor Factory. Check out the Flavor Factory guys in Arizona, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.